Hello?
Morning. Hi,
Hi,
is
can
this
you hear me?
Esther? Yes, is this Esther?
Yes, this is Esther.
This is Margaret Bowman. I just got your message.
So first of all, I wanted to speak to you regarding the incident with the shower from last week. When I spoke to Shisha, she says that she's like, it's been dripping. Like, she didn't know to think of anything as in, she's like, I thought it's been an old problem. That's how it is. So my assumption is maybe it got, like, worse. And you're like, oh wow, we didn't see this. How would you not tell us about it, you know?
Well, I mean, when I turned the shower on, it was full blown, it wasn't dripping. It was much more than
More than that.
dripping. It
Yeah,
needed,
so me.
yeah. And I'm not, we were going to talk to her this morning or today when she came and say, we're not saying it seems like that happened. We weren't faulting her, only that she
Yeah, no,
didn't.
that's like I explained that to her. I said we're not accusing you of anything. It's just that, you know, if the shower is not working, you need to communicate that so that whoever you're with is able to replace it and it's functional.
Right. Was that offensive to her, or
If what?
what did she take offense at that?
No, not at all. No, not at all. I'll tell you what. She has been working with a client for a very long time. A few years now that was in the hospital and actually came out and she just wants to go back to that client and that client has been asking to continue with her, you know, her longtime caregiver. But we have somebody else for you. Her name is Arlene, but she is unable to come today because she had a prior arrangement with her schedule for today, but she could start tomorrow. Did you want me to find a different replacement for today?
Could you tell me a little bit about Arlene beforehand, or and also about backing up with Trish? Have you and I don't know that you might not be able to answer, but have you had any prior complaints about Trish? Or
No, not at all. No, Trisha's been with the company for a long time also.
yeah,
No complaints
I'm
at all.
sorry. Yeah,
Don't worry, I don't want
she
to get,
was.
she didn't get offended or anything. It has nothing to do with that. It was just a side
Okay.
conversation. It's not, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Okay. And Arlene, what can you tell us about Arlene?
So Arlene has been with the company for a while. She was out on maternity leave for 2, 3 months. And she has returned already last week. She was working with another patient that had
I'm sorry.
temporary home health aide, so that case already finished. She'll be able to start already tomorrow with a new case. But she's been with the
Okay.
company for a while, and
Right. There, she'll be aware that there is some lifting with Heidi.
what was that?
She will know that there is some lifting with Heidi.
Caregivers are attended a training. She attended a training, I believe, last in October.
Okay. So
It will inform her
should
again and make sure that she's
okay.
comfortable with that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That sounds good. It's fine to wait to tomorrow to
Sure.
start. Yeah.
Okay.
And
That's
that'll
perfect.
be what will the hours be?
So right now, Heidi's only at 10 hours. Did you want us to increase the hours? Because we could do that. We can have the insurance increase it. I know initially she was authorized for more, but because we didn't have coverage, they only put it down to 10 hours. How many hours a week did you want to have services for her?
Well, let's just start with the 10 and see how that goes.
Okay. Sounds good. No problem.
So will that be 1 to 3?